This is St. Louis Public Radio. Missouri Senator Josh Hawley is putting forth an ambitious plan to tackle mass unemployment brought about by the coronavirus. Instead of laid-off workers collecting unemployment, the GOP senator wants the federal government to help pay a big slice of those employees' pay. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports that the idea has fans among Democrats and economists, but an uncertain path to implementation.
Here's how Hawley's plan would work. Companies that can show that they were affected by COVID-19 could have the federal government cover the income of employees up to 80% of the national median wage. Hawley says that can be calculated in a number of ways, but it could come out to around $50,000 a year for each employee. Hawley says the money, which would come from federal general revenue and would be available to small and large companies, would be delivered through existing payroll systems. He sees this plan as a way to deliver some certainty within an economic calamity.
People are getting stir crazy. They want to go back to work, but they're also willing to do their part to break the back of this health epidemic. People being able to say, you know what, even if I am told I cannot physically go to work, I may not like that, but if I know I'm going to have my job, then, you know, that makes a little difference.
Now, it should be noted that Hawley's idea is not necessarily new. Many European countries have been directly aiding workers as a way to prevent widespread unemployment amid the COVID-19 crisis. Radhakrishnan Gopalan, a business professor at Washington University, says these programs are obviously helpful for workers who don't have to slog through a job search in a bad economy. But he also says it's beneficial to employers, too.
We also avoid the hiring costs. So once firms lay off workers, then they have to hire new employees. They have to have orientation. They have to onboard them.
Some congressional Democrats have put forth more aggressive versions of what Hawley is proposing. These plans cover anywhere from $90,000 to $100,000 of employee salaries. London School of Economics professor Camila Day says having a higher cap is important to make sure the program helps people that reside in places with high costs of living.
The fact that, you know, you have a cap means that you are just replacing a fraction of income that kind of declines when you get a salary that is above that cap. Okay. How much is enough in that sense? Well, it depends a lot also on, you know, what you are doing with the unemployment insurance.
Hawley says he wants to prioritize workers who are at or below the median wage because, quote, they are the most vulnerable. In Kansas City, Democratic Congressman Emmanuel Cleaver says the differences between plans is a good thing, since it could bring Republicans and Democrats who support the idea to the bargaining table. Cleaver, who is supporting a more expansive House plan, says Hawley's embrace of directly guaranteeing salaries of workers is critical to getting the idea into the next round of coronavirus legislation.
It's one of the most interesting and for our country, innovative ways to deal with a pandemic.
Whether other Republicans feel as enthused as Cleaver and Hawley remains to be seen. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and other Republicans have said they're wary of passing coronavirus-related bills that heap on more debt, and there's no question that any direct subsidy of worker salaries will cost a lot of money. And some conservative activists, such as Carl Bearden of United for Missouri, are not enamored with the proposal.
It's more of a New Deal kind of program that really will saddle us with a lot of debt and is the wrong thing for government to do.
Hawley, though, has said there should be governmental action since state and local governments shut businesses down to deal with the coronavirus outbreak. He also says that tens of millions of people who are now unemployed are expecting elected officials to act.
Facts about jobs are going to be hard facts to ignore. And unfortunately, it's not going away. I mean, I hope that we will see those unemployment numbers come down, but my guess is we're not going to see them come down meaningfully anytime soon, absent some action to get this economy jump-started.
Hawley went on to say that America won't have an economy to reopen if nobody has jobs. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.